would you call the container that you plant flowers in and keep in the house?
I guess that what we always used was just a pot, what we called a planter's pot. You know, it was made out of clay, a clay pot.
Okay, how about the containers that you put cut flowers in?
Vases.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
A plate, a glass, a cup and a saucer, and the knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay. If the dishes are dirty, if the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. This would never happen to you. It would happen to me, but not to you. I must what? The dishes.
Must wash the dishes.
Okay. And after you wash the dishes, then you...
would dry the dishes.
Even between that, the...
big supper.
Okay. Oh, what do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
The dish cloth.
How about the one that you use to dry dishes?
The drying cloth.
And the one that you use to wash your face with?
That's the face cloth.
And what you use after taking a bath to dry yourself off with?
A bath towel.
Okay. What do you turn on at the water pipe or the kitchen sink?
The faucet.
Okay. It was so cold last night that your water pipes
froze.
Okay. You stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
pop.
Okay. People used to buy flour in
barrels.
Okay. What do you use to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Funnel.
And what'd you use to make horses go faster when you ride in a buggy?
A buggy whip.
That has been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Did y'all have a buggy when you were little?
We had a double buggy one time.
What's that?
It's kind of called a surrey. Had two seats in it. And some of them was made real fancy with tassels all around it, but I don't think I always had the tassels on it. It had a top on it, though, and was drawn by two horses.
If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a
bag.
How was a large quantity of sugar packaged?
Barrel.
And 50 pounds of flour would be in a barrel. What do you call a bag, or what do you call that bag or sack potatoes are shipped in?
Well, I guess that would be the croaker bags.
That same thing that feed and seed packaged in?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever take corn to the meal?
We did. Yes.
What would you call the amount of corn you were taking to the mill to be ground?
It was usually about a peck or half a bushel at the time.
How about the amount of wood you can carry?
Well, we carried it by the armload.
when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.